A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL. I'm Maria Chaleo sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. Partly cloudy skies and 39 degrees downtown. KSL's top story this hour. There are still a lot of unknowns about the new COVID-19 variant. U.S. Chief Medical Advisor is saying vaccines and boosters are still the best protection against severe COVID-19 illness. ABC's Dave Packer has more.
While Dr. Anthony Fauci says mutations in the Omicron variant are consistent with features that would make the virus more transmissible, until there's more research,
the effect of this variant on transmission, severity of disease, and how well current vaccines treatments work remains speculative.
Fauci says existing vaccines and boosters will still mitigate the worst effects of the new Omicron variant.
There's every reason to believe, as we talk about boosters, when you get a level high enough, that you are going to get at least some degree of cross protection, particularly against severe disease.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Meantime, in Utah, infectious disease doctors say we should be more concerned about the Delta variant than the newly discovered Omicron variant for now. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Just looking at the Omicron variant has doctors concerned. They say it has over 50 genetic mutations from the original virus compared to the Delta variant that only had 9. This means the Omicron variant could have very different characteristics from the original. They're not sure if that means the illness will be more severe, but the early indications are that being infected with COVID-19 in the past will not provide as much immunity from the Omicron variant as it would the others.
It's still unclear how effective vaccines will be against the new variant. Healthcare workers won't have to get a vaccine next week after a federal judge blocked President Biden's mandate. The New York Times reports the judge issued a preliminary injunction expanding a separate order issued in Missouri on Monday. Our top national story this hour, a deadline to raise the debt ceiling is looming in Congress. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning failure to raise or suspend the debt ceiling could eviscerate the economic recovery.
The U.S. government could reach its borrowing limit by December 15th unless lawmakers take action to raise the debt ceiling, a plea Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is making for the economy to avoid a severe recession.
America must pay its bills on time and in full. If we do not, we will eviscerate our current recovery.
Yellen warned a U.S. debt default would have dire consequences for Americans, like not receiving Social Security or military paychecks. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
Wall Street is feeling the effects of the new COVID variant and the testimony of both Janet Yellen and Jerome Powell on the economic recovery. DMBA financial planner Shane Stewart says the volatility will likely linger through the rest of the year.
We probably through the remainder of the year until we see earnings reports coming in January. That'll probably help stabilize that a little bit. So we probably have for the next few weeks a few up and down days like this for sure.
He adds, this is a good time to look at your 401k to make sure your investments are properly diversified. The holiday shopping season is ramping up after Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Even amid inflation and supply chain issues, there is concern about prices and how long supplies will last. The CEO of Walmart U.S., John Furner, discussed buying trends with ABC News.
People are spending a lot more time together in groups. Just for Thanksgiving, I'll give you an example. We sold over 10 million turkeys, and that's about 2 million more than last year. Wow. So it tells you a bit about how many families were getting together and spending time together.
Early tallies indicate yesterday's cyber deals were a record setter for online sales. As Black Friday weekend wraps, consumers are looking to donate money during Giving Tuesday. The Better Business Bureau has tips to keep you from donating to scammers rather than charities.
Whether it's Giving Tuesday or Christmas, people are ready to donate to their favorite causes. However, scammers will take advantage by tricking consumers into giving their money to a fraudulent charity. Better Business Bureau Communications Director Britta Clark says transparency is important in detecting legitimate charities over ones that are not.
You're going to have a lot better chance of your dollars going farther if you're aware of the charity and if the charity makes it easy for you to see where that money goes.
Clark says to research a charity before donating. Give.org is the BBB website that allows consumers to check on charities and report them if necessary. Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:34. A recent poll ranks Governor Spencer Cox among the most popular governors in the nation. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports 62% of Utahns approve of the job he's doing.
And that's according to a recent Morning Consult poll. That approval rating puts Governor Cox as the poll's 10th most popular governor nationwide. The same group ranked Governor Herbert in 2017. And then again, when he left office, Herbert's approval rating dropped more than 10 points during that time, from 61 to 53% when he left office.
Of the top 10 governors, 9 are Republicans. The only Democrat is Ned Lamont of Connecticut, the most popular governor in the nation. Vermont's Phil Scott, the least. Kate Brown of Oregon. You probably know him just as Dr. Oz, but the celebrity surgeon has decided to get into politics. Dr. Mehmet Oz announced he's going to put his hat in the ring to run as Republican U.S. Senator in Pennsylvania. Oz took to Twitter and says he's taken on the medical establishment, arguing against high drug costs and skyrocketing medical bills. Ricky Meese, still a lot of backups this late in the drive.
Yeah, it's pretty rough out there in certain spots. We're seeing some improvements, but still emergency traffic due to earlier accidents and heavy delays on northbound I-15 in parts of Davis County. Really, that stretches anywhere from Farmington up to Layton. Then going from Salt Lake into Utah County, a crash leaving only a left lane of travel open southbound Redwood Road. The crash is at Porter Rockwell. You have stop-and-go delays back to Bangor Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.